As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello?
Are you practicing the correct social distancing protocols while playing trivia? That is my first question, Dan.
Well, of course. That's what Zoom is invented for. It's like technology that I didn't know existed until like 2-3 weeks ago. I'm on it every day.
Zoom trivia. I also played my own game with some friends a couple of nights ago, trivia. But what I realized, and I don't know if this is the case with yours, Dan, is that my friend who was running it asked really stupid questions. And also, like, I'm 100% sure that at least three of them were factually incorrect, the answers. And so having someone who's unreliable in your host chair and therefore the person who's curating your questions can be deeply problematic and only cause more arguments in self-isolated time.
Well, the good thing is that we rotate. It's with some friends that I work with at Melbourne Museum. We rotate it every week, but the responsibility is not only you have to host, you have to actually write the questions yourself. So tonight was lots of arguing because the questions were more geared towards interests that were along my lines and not in everybody else's. And lots of people were yelling. There was a lot of points where I took the headphones out because I just couldn't hear them arguing anymore.
How the hell are you otherwise?
I'm good. I haven't gone completely stir crazy yet. This week, I think it started to get me. I realized today that on Tuesday, I'll have been in my house for 4 weeks, which is starting to kind of wear me down. But I'm weirdly busier now than I was before all this happened. Somehow, I found ways to make myself ridiculously busy.
I feel that, man. I feel that. I've both self-inflicted and also work. It's like lunch breaks and commute time and just everything is completely consumed and just the frustrations of technology. And, you know, one of those things is you don't realize how fucking convenient it is like to just turn around at your desk and go, hey, about that thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. What do you reckon? And then someone goes, yeah. And now in the age of COVID-19, you're like, oh, I better set up a teleconference with them. And you can't really schedule it for less than half an hour. So then you end up like being in there talking for the 20 things you could talk to them about and you save them all up and then it's half an hour and you're like, oh man, every day I'm in like 5 hours of meetings. And so,
or even like having a desk, like having a desk that you go to work, or even being able to go to work. Cause where I live, because where I work is about an hour's commute, which is fine. Cause I love reading on the train and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'm about 40 minutes. Yeah. 40 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. I miss the quiet. I miss the quiet of sitting on the train. I miss the focus of sitting in my office because the desk that I have in my room is not quite, like, it's not built well enough to, you know, sit it all day to do work. So I have to sit on the kitchen table in, like, the lounge room, and the chair is really uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, I miss my office. I said today at the staff meeting, like, I miss my office chair. That's what I miss.
It's the little things, but I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's like there is a decompression time. You know, you might get smashed on a regular, like, you know, on a couple of regular work days where you're like, oh my God, I can't even remember taking a lunch break. I jumped out and grabbed a coffee, whatever. There are some days at the moment where I'm like, you just get smashed all day and you have no decompression time. So you walk out like salty after like a long day into the house and straight into the mix. And it's just like, man, I don't have any more patience. I need to do a workout. I need to do something because, like, it's just one of those things. You just sort of get consumed by it. So how are you finding distance, your room? How are you getting up? How are you doing stuff? Like, are you, you know, obviously you do the periodic trips to get food and whatnot, but, you know, other than that, it's pretty much self-iso time.
Yeah, I pretty much because I went into isolation the Tuesday where they announced that people were going to start needing to go in, because I, you know, working in the arts, there was that horrible Friday where everything, we realized that everything was going to close. So I kind of knew it was coming. And pretty from that moment onwards, I went, okay, I need to start establishing a rhythm, particularly with the gyms closed, because going to the gym was a big, like, daily routine for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, my day is basically, like, I wake up around 8 o'clock usually because the cat's crying at me wanting me to feed it. And then every second day I'll go for a run, which I hate. Running is the devil, and it's the worst thing I've ever imaginable. on work days, I start work, usually start work at, like, 9, 9.30. At 3 o'clock every day, I have to work out. And then I also have a bunch of film projects, like watching projects that I rotate through every. So, like, I'm watching all the Star Wars films in chronological order because I thought, why the fuck not? I have a creative project that I'm working on that is film related. That means I have to watch and analyze a lot of films. So I'm doing that. I remember the first day I kind of woke up, looked around my room and looked at all of the criterions and all of the art house world cinema I had. And I was like, well, I have no excuse not to watch Bordachuk's, War and Peace or Abel Gance's 5-hour Napoleon. So I'm also trying to get through all of the films that are staring at me with judgment that I've never watched.
Commendable.
Yes. I think I've got 40 minutes left of Napoleon, five and a half hour silent film in Napoleon. It was a big task.
I've done a couple of those. Like, I've put things aside, but you know, my kiddos get stir crazy at the moment, and I think we're getting stir crazy at the moment, like, as parents too. Yeah. So it's like something like, I'm the well intentioned. I'm like, yep, this is definitely going to be fine. Like, I'm going to be able to watch some stuff. I'm super excited. And then this dummy who you're speaking to today, Dan, is like, let's do 12 more podcast projects.
I was going to say, you seem to have your film watching schedule pretty much sewn up for the rest of the year. Like, every day you announce another podcast. I mean, every day you announce another podcast where I basically wet myself with excitement. Like, you announcing the Zodiac one, I think I actually audibly yelled at my phone excitement.
Oh, that's so lovely of you to say. Look, yeah, it was kind of, you know, there's only so many times that Manola Dargis, Brian Koppelman, you know, there was like quite a few very notable guests of other podcasts that were like flipping out at the prospect of a Zodiac podcast and saying that, like, that should 100% be the next one. And it was sort of on Travis, who hosts in Current Vice's mind and mine. And we were like, yeah, we'd like to do it. And I just found a way in. So I was like, I know how to eat this. You know, it's like, I know how to eat this thing.
So I remember when I was on One Heat Minute, I think either I asked you what else would you do, or you asked me what I would, we talked about the question of what other films would do. And the first thing that came to my mind is, if I ever did a, like, minute by minute breakdown of any film, would be Zodiac.
Yeah.
Cause it's just the biggest film. It's so enormous. Every time I watch it, I just kind of sit there with my jaw hanging, just kind of in awe at the scope and the beauty of it. Oh, yeah, I'm very excited to hear what you do with it.
Yeah, we got a way into that bad boy. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. But I kind of announced a few of these things because, you know, I was on a podcast called The Take with Flix.com, and that, like, dried up with COVID. Like, I sort of said, hey, please continue to hire the people who are permanently employed there. And so...
Well, there's no films to review anymore.
Well, exactly.
I guess so
It was like, well, okay, here we go. And so when that dried up, I was like, you know what? I think I've got a couple of things. And finally, Josie and the Podcats, which I'm super proud of with Maria Lewis, is going to be kicking off. And then that's done. Like, so when that's done, you know, there is time. There's going to be that time to really get into the grind. But, you know, I think this Contingent podcast, which is kind of daily, I can say right now because people are listening because they're listening to you and I, I'm going to give it a rest for a couple of days over this Easter break in an effort to really unplug, because I've been checking in on everyone and I actively want people to listen to the other bigger projects that we've got going on, and they can listen to Josie and they can listen to stuff. But I'm going to give the people I've been checking in on, such as yourself, a break for a couple of days just to recover and recuperate and maybe get off some screens, maybe not have me call them late at night like you, and just, and then I'll check back in on them after the holiday.
also for your sake too. I mean, like, I've had this thing the last few days of going, I can't read the news anymore. I can't go on. I can't, like, spend all my time on social media. I can't know how bad or how well it's going. But if you're doing this every day, you have to be thinking about the fact of how it's going. You probably just, if anything, you and your family just probably need a break from thinking about this fucking pandemic. It's just like, no matter, like, because it's just this thing of, like, you know, if you, like, I'm living, you know, I'm very lucky. I live very comfortably in this lovely little apartment. I can forget that it's happening until I walk out the door. And even then, like, it doesn't affect the immediate world that I'm in. And so going back onto, like, you know, the news website, all of a sudden you hit by how many cases, how many deaths, how many restrictions, and you're just like, oh, whoa. I happily forget that this was happening. So yeah, if you're doing this podcast every day, you're being very much reminded that this is happening every day.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.